Like, did Davis get more work with the first team today in practice?
Yeah, we had a competition period. I know Spags talked to you guys about that. It's eight plays, and he got six of the eight, just as he did yesterday.
How's he been looking?
You know, Davis did a lot of good things. He had some things he needs to improve upon. I think the thing that has stood out is all the preparation, things that he's done behind the scenes and in the meeting room. And you can tell he's someone that was able to take that information. He didn't freeze up. Again, it's a different animal in a sense because we're going against the Giant defense. And that's, on the one hand, it gives great competition. They're playing fast. But the scheme is different, obviously, than what we're going to see from Arizona. But in terms of just the operation and having a good sense of what was required of him, he did a good job.
Do you feel pressure to get him ready quicker than maybe, you know, letting him take his natural course?
The only focus in terms of pressure that I would say that I feel is trying to get ready to beat Arizona, trying to do some things on offense where, you know, we're constantly trying to find the balance, trying to find the right formula to be successful. So, you know, he's done a great job. He's worked very hard, and he's had those opportunities that, you know, really is twofold. It allows him to get a little bit of development, but also gives us a chance to see where he's at.
When you say see where he's at, Mike, are you looking more for what he's doing mentally in those eight snaps or physically?
Really both, Paul. I mean, the first thing that we have to take a look at is, can someone operate? Can they communicate? Do they know what they're doing? Can they get the play out? Can they make the adjustments? And he's shown that he can do that. Then you have to be able to react and physically make those plays. And I think in both instances, there are some things that he did well and some things that he needs to improve upon. And you know, he's going back to training camp and going back to earlier in the year when he's had opportunities in preseason games. He's not a guy that had made repeated mistakes. So that's a good thing for him.
You know his development, I guess, better than almost anybody. I mean, you've seen him, I guess, more than anyone at this level. Do you think he can go into a game at this point of his progression and at least hold his own and be capable of doing what you ask him to do?
I think a similar question I think we talked about last week in terms of how ready is someone. At best, any coach can do is make an educated guess. You kind of draw upon, as you mentioned, how has he been in meetings? How is he in practice? How are his fundamentals? How are his mechanics? But until a player is actually out in a game, and even then, as I mentioned last week, I believe, it can be a game, and if things are going well, if it could, he's not put in those critical situations, third down, 2 minute, red zone, until they face that test. I mean, there can be quarterbacks that, rookie quarterbacks that could play two or three games, and it's not until they really are put in that situation do we, as a coach, do you truly know, hey, they got it. But in terms of things that he's doing, things that he's shown, is there reason for optimism and thinking that he has potential? Absolutely.
Mike, I wanted to ask you about Wayne Gallman, because it looks like the last couple of weeks his production has quietly gone up, and I'm talking not just as a running back, but also as a receiver out of the backfield. Can you just talk about, you know, the steps that he's taken and, you know, the progress you've seen these last few weeks?
Yeah, Wayne is a guy that is explosive. With the ball in his hands, whether he's catching it or whether he's running it, he's shown an improved ability to grasp what we want him to do mentally in terms of the pass protection. That's the big thing. We talk about someone on third down or passing situations is they got to make sure they know the adjustments. And he does have a really good knack for catching the football. And there are times we'll see him, whether it's in practice or in games, in terms of once he has the ball in his hands, you see just a great read and explosive cut, and it's like you get excited, and then other times you're thinking, oh, what's he doing? No, yes, go, you know. So he ends up doing some good things, and I think the thing that really ought to be highlighted about Wayne Gallman that, you know, really was probably the most impressive is that on Sterling's long touchdown, I mean, he's the guy that after his route was over, he pushes up the field, and there was no hesitation. He had a great block. So a lot of upside with the young man. Happy he's here for sure.
Mike, I have a two-parter. It might be one because I don't want to take both. Why did tempo fit this offense so well Sunday?
Well, I think when you have a unit like Philadelphia that has a dynamic pass rush and is a team that can get after the quarterback, you have to do things that are going to get them uncomfortable. And we had used some tempo in the first game and did quite a bit more the second game and had some variations off of that. And it was nice for the players, our offensive players. You know, you preach to them all week about it, and it's hard to simulate. It's hard to practice. But when they could see the frustration, we were able to get two free plays. They were able to see them not get lined up, and we were able to do those things. I think not only does it slow the pass rush down, it's not just a matter of, oh, hey, getting the ball out and whatever the seconds that we got it off out of, but it's also it kind of pares down what they do. There were some things that we had seen them do in the previous games leading up in our preparation were in terms of pressures, in terms of coverages, and it made it a lot more vanilla for us.
And how important is it to have a veteran quarterback like Eli running that?
It's huge. It's huge. There's a level of mastery. He really is the conductor. He has to have a great sense of energy, of getting everyone lined up. He has to have great tempo. He has to be able to process it fast. And if you are going fast, you know, there's a primary read, and there's not a lot of protection adjustments, if you will, but just an anticipation. And he certainly played with great anticipation on Sunday.